似乎在这样的一个新的礼拜堂配上这样的一个诗班，真是有一种相得益彰的感觉。
We believe our choir is well matched by this new church.
我们继续的为诗班祷告，但愿每一个主日我们都能够因着他们所献上的诗歌，把我们一个礼拜也许越来越灰心的心情能够被带起来，振奋起来，在主面前欢欣。
Well, we continue to pray for the choir as we come to the church on every Sunday. Our renewal will also come from the choir.
我们再一次谢谢诗班，给我们这样把整个崇拜的气氛一起带起来。
Again, give our thanks to the choir.
很多弟兄姊妹可能知道，可能不知道，每一个礼拜二上午，我们教会的传道同工有一个上午的同工会。
You may or may not know, the pastoral staff of this church will have every Tuesday morning a meeting together.
我们除了对一些工作的计划和检讨以外，我们也有一些同工在经历上或者在侍奉的工作上面的一些分享。
In addition to planning for the work of this church, we also share our personal experiences in that meeting.
上个礼拜二早上，我们听到 Sandy 跟我们分享一个非常感人的见证，我今天早上要在这里跟大家一同来分享。
Last Tuesday morning, Sandy Liu, our youth minister, had the following sharing with us.
他在去年年底最后一个主日，12月29号。在 children worship 在儿童崇拜的时候，那么他用哥林多后书5:17来勉励这些孩子们。
During the very last Sunday of last year, Sandy preached to the youth using the passage from the 2nd Corinthians
5:17。那么他用这一节圣经主要的目的，就是让这些孩子们知道怎么样在一年快要结束、新的年快要开始的时候，如何除旧布新。
He used the passage, chapter 5, verse
17,
and to encourage us how we should go about to renew ourselves.
这节圣经是提到一个人怎么样能够在基督耶稣里成为一个新的创造。NIV 把它翻成 new creation.
And this specifically indicates how through Jesus Christ we can become a new creation again.
那么 Sandy 呢，就跟这些孩子们分享他自己在小时候曾经偷了他父母亲的钱而不敢在他父母亲面前承认的一段往事。
So Sandy thereby shared a story of her own that when she was a youth,how she had stolen the money from her parents and was concealed that act from her parents.
那他就告诉这些孩子们，你们知道吗？撒谎也是一个罪。
And then she told the children to tell a lie is a sin.
如果我们要进到新的一年，我们要把这些旧的一些罪、最旧的这些不好的东西把它放下来，能够进到新的一年。
To march into a new year,we should lay down and to be able to deal with the sin that we've been committing.
那天晚上有一个二年级的一个小女生回到家。
And that night, a second grader girl went home.
向她母亲认罪。
So she confessed to her mother.
她说，母亲，我犯了罪了。
She said, Mother, I have sinned against you.
她说，我向你撒谎。
Because I've lied to you.
而且我跟你撒这个谎已经撒了好长的一段时间。
And not only so, I've lied to you for a long time.
我不只是撒一次，而且我重复的犯了这个罪。
Not only I lied to you, but I lied to you repetitively.
他说每天从学校回家的时候。
She said, every day when I got home.
妈妈，你总要问我一个问题。
You always ask me a question.
我给你预备的午餐好不好吃啊？
You always ask me, is the lunch I prepare for you really tasty?
他说我撒谎。
Then I lied back to you.
我每一次就说好吃。
And every time I said, it tastes wonderful.
其实不见得。
It was really not meant to be so.
他说还有一个谎。
There's one more lie.
你是不是都吃完了？
You always ask me, have you finished your lunch?
我就告诉妈妈说吃完了。
I always said I did.
其实妈。
But however, mother,
你每一次跟我预备的饭盒都太多了。
And you have prepared too much for me for my lunch.
我每一次都吃不完。
There was no way I could finish.
我都把剩下的都倒在垃圾桶里面丢掉。
So I always trashed the leftover.
妈，你可不可以原谅我？
Can you forgive me, mother?
我过去向你所撒的谎。
Forgive my lying to you in the past.
Sandy 就问这个母亲。
So Sandy asked this mother.
你怎么回答你的女儿呢？
How did you respond to your daughter?
那母亲说，我告诉我的女儿，说是的，你既然做错这些事情，我听到了，我赦免你，但是我爱你。
The mother said, yes, indeed, I heard you. I forgive you, and I love you.
当我听到这个见证的时候，
After I heard this testimony,
我突然想到前不久，大概十几年前，有一个这个一首流行歌曲。
It suddenly came to me with a popular music, popular song.
Honesty is such a lonely word. 诚实是何等孤单的一个字，一个字。那我听完以后，我就把这个歌词改成 Honesty is such a lovely word. 诚实是何等可爱的一个字。我十分的相信，这样一个小小的见证，对我们这个教会来讲，不是一件小的事情。
I honestly believe such a small testimony is not a small event for our church.
过去四年来，我一直在神的面前有一个很深的一个祷告的负担。
For the past 4 years, I have a very strong conviction for my prayer.
我求主，深切的求主，让这个教会能够真正经历属灵的复兴。
I earnestly pray to the Lord to let this church to go through a spiritual revival.
当我听见这个见证的时候，我深深地感觉到神已经开始听我的祷告。
As I heard this testimony, I can firmly believe that the Lord is responding to my prayer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，复兴一定跟圣洁有关系。
Dear brothers and sisters, revival is closely related with holiness.
我们不只是在圣经里面看到这样的教训，我们也在教会历史里面看见许多这样的见证。
Not only we see this teaching in our Bible, but also through the church histories, we see such a testimony.
也许一个最熟悉、最出名的一个例子，就是在公元1789年的时候，法国有一次流血的大革命。
Maybe one of the resounding example of the histories is the French Revolution in 1789.
这是一个非常惨烈的一次的一个革命。
It is indeed a very cruel revolution.
但是在法国，经过海峡的对岸，在英国，在同样的时间里面。
Yet in the same era, across the strait in England.
当时的英国也有一个极大的需要，要经过这样的一次的大革命，才能够把整个社会国家来一个大的扭转。
There was this tremendous need, similar to the French Revolution, that can change England.
但是我们在历史上看到，英国没有这样一个流血的革命，却有一次非常没有流血，但是也是一样那么震撼人心的一次的革命。
Yes, indeed, a revolution also took place in England.But it's not as bloody, it's not bloody like what happened in France.
神用 John Wesley 兄弟带来当时英国的大的复兴。
The Lord used John Wesley and brother to thoroughly revive England.
卫斯理约翰那个时代，他们在教堂里面讲道，只能够在教堂，只能够在讲台上，不能随便到外面户外去做传道的工作。
At the time of John Wesley, you can only preach in the pulpit.
但是卫斯理约翰却接受神给他这样的挑战，离开教会四个墙，到了户外，把福音、把信息、神的信息带给当时的所谓的普罗大众。
Yet John Wesley himself, he marched beyond the wall confinements of a church, and he was able to preach the gospel to the great public.
他常常去向当时的一些煤矿工人传道。
He often went to the coal miners to preach to them.
我们听到这样的见证，说那些煤矿的工人站在那里听他讲道的时候，心里受感动，圣灵工作，为自己的罪在那里悔改、流泪的时候，那个全个脸的被黑炭所弄脏的脸，有留下非常清楚的两条泪沟。
We saw vivid descriptions of those days when how the coal miners were deeply moved by him and also by the Holy Spirit, how their tears were washing down through the dirt of their face.
当我们看见圣灵这样工作在神的子民当中的时候，复兴就临到教会。
When we see how clearly that the Holy Spirit is working among the people, then revival has arrived.
在整个教会历史里面，我们看到这样的见证和故事。
Through many, many of the church histories,We can see such a testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说要在教会里面带出一种哭哭啼啼的气氛。
I don't want us to have a crying church.
但是我们却看见今天这个时代，我们太不会流眼泪了。
But maybe we have not shed our tears enough.
我们的心太刚硬了。
Our hearts are too hard.
我们对罪的感觉太麻木了。
We are so lumped to our sin.
当我们看见神给我们这样一个教堂的时候，
When we see the Lord has given us this beautiful church,
我们求主把烧着的火在我们中间给带起来。
We ask the Lord to give us a burning fire.
加尔文在他那个改教的时代有一个非常出名的一个记号。Calvin.
When at the time of Calvin, there was a very significant sign during his time.
那个记号就代表加尔文那个时代教会的光景。
That represents the situation of churches in his time.
那个记号就是两双手捧着一颗心，那颗心是被火所燃烧的。
The sign was a burning heart was upheld by two hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天在这个教会，今天在这个时代，我们需要主做这样的工作在我们中间。
Dear brothers and sisters, in this time, in this church,We need the Lord to work like such.
神在我们教会这个二年级的小朋友身上，我们看见一件事情，我们也相信一件事情：星星之火可以燎原。
We saw clearly how the Lord has inspired this second grader girl. Therefore, we believe it only takes a spark to keep the fire going.
也因着这个原因，我在主的面前有个非常严肃的心，把。归耶和华为圣这几个字成为我们今年教会的一个目标和方向。
So with very solemn heart, here I dedicate our theme, Holy to the Lord, to be the direction of our church.
请弟兄姊妹为我祷告，为讲台祷告，我巴不得这一个在圣经里面的这几个字，让我们今天在座每一个弟兄姊妹能够认识这句话的时代意义。
I want you all to be able to pray for me and to recognize the timely message that is being carried by the theme of this church.
这几个字出现在刚才肖清志弟兄带我们所读的出埃及记二十八章，请各位翻到这一段的经文。
Let's turn to Exodus, chapter 28.
三十六节到三十八节提到，让我们看到这几个字的出处就在这里。
Verse 36 through 38 described.The theme, holy to the Lord.
上一个礼拜我曾经在这跟弟兄姊妹说明过，在中文圣经里面，归耶和华为圣这六个字是用比较大号的字体把它排版印刷的。
Holy to the Lord in the Chinese version of the Bible was printed with a larger font.
其实我们看见几乎每一个不同的版本印到这几个字的时候，都用比较大的字体来印。
Yes, indeed. In every different versions of the Bible, whenever it encountered these four words, it is using an emphasized mode.
去年我们读经一年一遍，我把中文和英文都读完的时候，我发现现在我们教会手头上我们所用的这个 NIV 跟和合本和这个合在一起的新旧约全书，在新约也有几个大字。
Yes, indeed. We were reading this Bible in this Chinese English version.Not only in this place that it was emphasized, there's also in the New Testament there was a place using the same way to print the Bible.
如果您各位手上用的是单单中文圣经，就没有在我们的中英合在一起的，在启示录十九章有八个字是特别大的印出来，是万王之王，万主之主。
Especially in this Chinese English Bible, if you turn to Revelation, you will see. that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords were printed similarly in the emphasized mode.
那么今天早上，我希望从这三节的圣经，我们一同来思想，到底当我们在教会里面提到圣洁这两个字的时候，或者 holy 这个字的时候，到底从这三节圣经，我们看到它的意义是什么？
Let's think and relearn about the meaning of being holy through these three verses.
我们一讲到圣洁，我们马上联想到的就是从伦常道德的标准来看这一个意义是什么。
As soon as we mention about holiness, the immediate response in our mind may be wanted to observe it from the moral meaning.
我相信我们都知道，一个人过的生活不检点，一个人过的生活不干不净，我们说他不圣洁。
If a person is notliving a clean life, and we say this person is not holy.
这个没有错，这是从道德的角度来看，我们都同意，我们都都知道。
This is a judge from a moral standard, for example.
但是呢，从刚才我们所读的这三节的圣经里面，我们看见圣洁有另外两层的意义。
But through the verses we just read, there are two other meanings with regard to holiness.
三十六节告诉我们说。归耶和华为圣是一个金牌戴在祭司的额头上，给我们看见这是一个身份的一个标志。
And first of all, in verse 36, holy to the Lord is a gold plate. It's going to be worn on the forehead of Aaron.
当我去查 Webster 字典的时候，就特别去查 holy 这个字，我看见在他那个字典上第一个意义就是 belong to all, 这个 coming from God 的意思。
So as I studied the Webster dictionary, and it stated that holy means 从神而来的，
是归属于神，或者是源，或者说是源自于神，从神那里来，或者把自己还给神，那个意思就是 holy 这个意思。
It is from God, or you something that you can give return to God.
什么东西是从神来的？什么东西是属于神的呢？
What kind of things are from God and belong to God?
当然，许多上帝的属性是属于神的。Attribute.
The things that we can attribute to the God is from God.
但是除了上帝的属性之外，所有一切从神来，该属于神的都是圣洁的。
So all of these like the attributes of God, that like things you belong to God and receive from God, they ought to be holy.
包括祭司在内，
including priests.
所以圣洁不只是一个道德性的一个名词，也是讲到一个属于神的祭司他的一个代号。
So holy goes beyond the moral meaning. It also represents a priest.
我们不能不看一下在新约圣经里面怎么样来描写保罗怎么样来描写这件事情。
So let's visit how Paul described such a event.
等一下，我们还会回来出埃及记。先让我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
在第一章十三节、十四节，我们看见一段非常重要的信息。
Chapter 1, verse 13 through 14.
找到以后，请各位听我来读这两节的圣经。以弗所书第一章十三、十四节。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。小字原文作职，只等到神之名被属，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Verse 13 through 14, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having believed.You were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
我把基督徒分成两类。
I divide the Christians into two kinds.
一个叫做还没有信的不信者 non-believer,
非基督徒。Right, non-Christians, I classify them into as one non-believer.
那么第二种呢叫做慕道者。
The second kind is are those who are still seeking.
什么人能够从那个不信的人变成慕道者呢？
Who can go from a non-believer become and then to a seeker?
那么在这节圣经告诉我们说，那些愿意听真理的道的人。
And here it indicates for those who are willing to listen.
换句话说，今天来到教会里面， 虽然他还没有觉知信主， 但是他有一个渴慕认识神的心的那些非基督徒。
Therefore, even if you may be a non-Christian right now, but you are here, you have the desire to hear the Lord's message.
然后从慕道者变成圣徒， 是以弗所书这里告诉我们的那个名词， 又是因着他们信了基督以后。
Then you, after you believe in the Lord, you have turned from a seeker into a Christian.
那么什么叫圣徒？
What do we mean by sent?
圣经里面很清楚告诉我们说， 圣徒就是有圣灵在他心里面的人。
Saints are those with Holy Spirit in their heart.
罗马书第八章告诉我们说， 圣灵与我们的心同证， 我们是神的儿女。
So it says in the Romans that the Holy Spirit in our heart that is proving that we are the children of God.
不是受浸使你成为一个圣徒。
Just to jump into that pool does not get you to be a Christian.
不是你52个礼拜都来做礼拜就成为一个圣徒。
Just by coming to the church on 52 weeks of a year, that does not bring you to become a saint.
圣徒是什么呢？ 圣徒就是有圣灵在他心里面的人， 叫做圣徒。
A saint is a person with Holy Spirit in his heart.
那么保罗在这里告诉我们说， 圣灵是什么东西呢？
Then Paul taught us, what do we mean Holy Spirit?
他这里用了两个名词， 一个叫做印记， 一个叫做凭据。
He used two words here. One is a seal. The second one is a deposit.
那么圣徒心里面有圣灵。
A saint has Holy Spirit in his heart.
什么意思呢？ 就是圣徒的里面有上帝的印记， 也有神的凭据在他身上。
That means there is a seal. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and there is a deposit from the Lord in you.
我们来美国久了以后， 我们都慢慢忘记了这个印件的意义是什么。
Being in the States for very long, you might have forgotten the importance of a seal.
我们在台湾以前常常喜欢动不动就盖图章。
As you remember back in Taiwan, and all the official documents have to be sealed.
那个图章是什么意思呢？
What is that seal, the one you use to
stamp on? 其实不止我们中国人用图章。
Not only just we, us Chinese, use it.
古时候的人也用一种特别的印。
In the ancient world, a seal is a very important mark.
他们把它印在一个奴隶的身上。
They put the seal marks on slaves.
那么当他这个印在奴隶身上的时候呢？
When a person is sealed,
那么我就属于他的了。
Then I belong to him.
那么今天在美国也是如此。
It's likewise here in the States.
我们看见那些牧场上那些牛羊都有特别的火的那个印烙在他的身上。
The stocks on the ranges, for example, you saw those animals with a seal.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是他的所有权是属于那个印记上面的那个代表。
That means this animal belongs to whoever put the seals on.
当一个基督徒有圣灵在他身上有印记的时候，
When a Christian is sealed by Holy Spirit,
代表他的 ownership, 他的所有权是属于谁的。
That represents now who has the ownership on this Christian.
也就是归于耶和华的这个归字的意思。
That means what you have belonged to, the belonging.
那个归就是归属, 这个belonging的意思在里面。
Means now you belong to the Holy Spirit.
那不只是印记， 圣经也告诉我们说， 圣灵是一个凭据在我们身上。
It goes beyond just a stamp or a seal.
什么叫凭据呢？
It also means a deposit. What does deposit mean?
就是 down payment, the first installment. 就是这个分期付款的第一个要付的头款或者首款。
A deposit is the first investment you put down a purchase.
上海人说叫定洋， 也就是我们这普通话说的定金。
Deposit.
那么现代的希腊文用到这个字的时候呢？
In the modern Greek, when they come to this word,
这个字把它翻成什么字呢？
How do we translate this word?
订婚戒指。
Engagement ring.
The wedding band.
那么换句话说， 这个纸也好， 凭据也好， 印记也好， 说明一件什么事情呢？
And regardless of all these different meanings, and what do we mean by? We see two chairs here. They look the same. You can't tell the difference except color. You can sit on it. We don't know who these belong to. But there's one thing special on these chairs. That indicates the ownership of these chairs. We see in the back of these two chairs, one has a seal. It's a strange seal. It looked like a Russian. The problem is because it was sealed backwards, like an image. It meant to be CBCGB. Regardless how it was done, after it was sealed, if for some reason you have borrowed those chairs to bring them home, if a member from the board of deacons saw a chair like that in your house,
you have
then you have to commit your deal with the situation.
You have to confess your sin. 在旧约圣经和新约圣经里面，圣洁这个字，我上个礼拜说出现了900多次之多。
In both testaments, the word holy had appeared for about 900 times.
不管在旧约的 kadosh 这个字，或者是在新约希腊文的这个 hagios 这两个字呢？我们一直看见他们把它翻译出来的都用一个字把它翻出来，就是 separation 分别的意思。
Whether it was one word or the other, being different in Greek, but the translation is all the same. That is to be separated from or distinguished from.
我们今天讲归耶和华为圣，就是分别为圣的意思。
Here we talked about holy to the Lord, which means we're distinguished from the rest.
把这个意思从这两个椅子的当中把它分别出来。
So we're able to separate out these two chairs.
什么是基督徒？
What do we mean by a Christian now?
基督徒就是一个有分别的人。
A Christian then means he is different.
我们要跟世界有分别，我们要跟我们的过往有分别。
We have to be separated from this world. We have to be different from our past.
那怎么样有分别法呢？
And how do we be different?
有些人就故意标新立异的来有分别。
And some people would overdo this.
有的嘛就自命不凡，古里古怪的表示跟别人不一样。
And some would simply make himself very strange and very different from others.
真正的分别在哪里？
What is the real true separation?
当我准备到这里的时候，
As I came to here,
我突然想到以前我听过的一个很熟悉的故事，我不知道是不是王牧师那里听来的。
A story came to my mind.
有一个小偷
a thief.
那么他上班的时间跟别人的时间不一样。
His hours of working is different from others.
所以他还没有到上班的时间的时候，他就在外面逛来逛去，等到大家都睡了，他晚上才开始去工作。
He works only at night, so during the day he just wanders around.
那么他就走到一个礼拜堂的门口。
So he came to the doorstep of a church.
那么他说反正没事，他说到礼拜堂里面去坐坐也好。
He had nothing else to do, so he came into that church.
圣灵在他身上做工。
And Holy Spirit moved on him.
那天晚上他接受了耶稣。
That night he became a Christian.
大家都走了，他留下来跟牧师谈话。
When everyone had left, he stayed behind to talk to the pastor.
他把他的身份告诉这个牧师。
He told the minister who he was.
我是个小偷。
I'm a thief.
我这样的一个人信耶稣，耶稣要不要？
Would Jesus still accept me?
那个。牧师告诉他说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。”
And the pastor told him, "If you are in Christ, and you are a new person."
所以你是一个有改变的人。
So you are a person who has changed.
只要你诚心的认识主
，If you truly honestly want to know the Lord, to accept Him,
你就有一个改变、分别的生命。
You will be changed, and you will be different.
为他祷告，他就走了。
And after praying for him, and he left.
果然他改变。
So he changed.
那天晚上不上班了。
He didn't go to work that night.
但是他没有工作做。
So he had nothing else to do.
一天两天过去了。
And days went by.
他肚子很饿，没有东西吃。
He felt hungry. He had no money and no food to eat.
他有一天经过一个饭馆。
So he walked by a restaurant.
看见门口在蒸那个馒头。
He saw the steam bun was being prepared at the door.
那老板把那个馒头盖子刚好打开。
So the owner just opened up the lid.
哎呀，他看见那几个香喷喷的馒头，忍不住一下就抓了三个。老板也没有看到，他就把它抢走拿走。
So like lightning, he grabbed a few and went away.
他找一个地方，我不知道有没有泄饭祷告，我想他就把它吃掉了。
So he ate those steam buns.
他肚子饱了。
And he was filled.
但是他的心空了。
But his heart was empty.
当他的肚子饱的时候。
When his stomach was filled,
他就开始在想一个问题。
Then he came to face the question.
那个牧师说，信了耶稣要改变。
The pastor said you will be changed after you believe.
那个牧师说，信了耶稣，生活要有分别。
And after you believe, you should be separated from your past.
他说我哪里有分别？
What have I changed?
固态浮名。
I have returned to my old being.
他越想越难过。
The more he came to it, the more sorrowful he was.
难过到一个地步就生气了。
Then he became angry.
他生谁的气呢？生那个牧师的气。
He was angry against the pastor.
那牧师骗我。
That the pastor had deceived me.
说我有分别，但是没有分别。
He told me I was going to be different, but I'm still the same.
他就跑回去找牧师。
So he went back to visit the pastor.
他说牧师你骗我。
He said, Pastor, you have lied to me.
牧师说我哪里骗你？
What did I do wrong, the pastor?
你说我信了耶稣会改变。
You told me I will be changed after I believe.
我没有改变。
But I did not.
我刚刚偷了三个馒头。
I have just stolen three steam buns.
那牧师说进来。
The pastor says, come on right in.
坐下来跟他一起谈话。
Sit down, let's have a talk.
你真的觉得没有改变吗？
You really don't think you have changed?
你真的没有改变吗？
Are you really sure you haven't changed?
你刚才不是你的，虽然是你做错了，但是也是你的软弱。
Even though you made a mistake, that's because of your weakness.
但是你真的有改变，你知道吗？
But you have indeed changed.
他说我哪里有改变？
He says, where? How do I?
他说我问你。
And then the pastor said, I ask you.
你以前偷了东西。
And previously, after you have stolen something.
你的感觉是什么？
How did you feel?
得意啊。
You feel great.
因为技术很棒。
He said, I'm so skillful.
没有被逮到。
I wasn't caught.
我说今天你偷了三个馒头。
But today you have stolen only three steam buns.
那么你现在感觉怎么样？
What do you feel now?
他说心里面不舒服。
How did you feel?
得意啊。
You feel great.
因为技术很棒。
He said, I'm so skillful.
没有被逮到。
And I wasn't caught.
我说今天你偷了三个馒头。
But today you have stolen only three steam buns.
那么你现在感觉怎么样？
What do you feel now?
他说心里面不舒服。
He said, I feel sad. I feel bad.
那牧师说你有没有改变？
Then the pastor asked him, do you think you have changed now?
弟兄姊妹，圣洁不是一个很深的道理。
Brothers and sisters,Holy is not a deep theory.
圣洁是一个非常非常简单，我们每一个人都可能经验到的事情。
To be holy is such a simple thing you and I may have all experienced.
圣洁除了是一个道德的德性之外，圣洁也是一种分别的身份。
So in addition to be just a moral meaning, it also means you are separated now from others and from the past.
所以在28章36节出埃及记告诉我们说，圣洁是一个分别的身份，是一个属神的地位。
So here, back to the Exodus, it says we are now separated and we are holy. We belong to the God.
什么时候我们失去了这个分别，我们就不是一个圣洁的人。
Whenever that we're not separated from the rest, then we're not holy anymore.
什么时候我们在许多的人的当中不能显出我们是属于神的，我们就已经不圣洁。
Whenever we cannot be tell apart from non-Christians, then we are no longer holy.
我们看38节。
Let's turn to verse 38.
我们回到出埃及记28章，我们看38节。
Let's return to Exodus, chapter 28 and verse 38.
圣洁第一个意义是讲到身份和地位。
So the first meaning is talking about your position and the role you play.
圣洁的第二个意义是什么？
The second meaning is
是功用和侍奉。
Is the work and the service.
或者说是一个基督徒的 function. 我们每一个人都有每一个不同的功用。
Or the functioning of a Christian.
杯子有杯子的功用。
There is a use, it's a particular use for a glass.
我们不把这个功用当成那个功用去用的时候，圣经告诉我们说，这就不是圣洁。
If we don't use it for its original purpose, then it's no longer holy.
Webster 字典里面 holy 的第一个解释是 belonging to or coming from God.
The first explanation from Webster on holy is to belong to or coming from God.
那么在 Webster 字典的第二个解释是什么呢？
The second explanation in Webster
就是献身奉献或者分别为神所用的意思，就是 holy.
It's to set apart for the use of God. It's holy.
他用的字是 consecrated or set apart to a sacred use.我觉得它这个定义里面一个最重要的一个 key word 就是 use 这个字。
I think the key word used in the Webster's explanation is used by.
就是说我们这一个献给神被神所用这一件事情对 Webster 来讲就是 holy 的定义。
A sacred use by God is the definition.Of holy.
那么在三十八节很明显的在这里我们看见有一些旧约犹太人在他们宗教规矩里面的一些背景。
And here clearly in verse 38 describe the religious rituals of the Israelites.
那么我们今天没有时间去想去看那一方面，但是在这一节圣经里面我们很清楚地看见一件事情。
But here, in this verse, we clearly see a message.
一个归耶和华为圣的人要担当以色列人的罪孽，而且使他们在上帝耶和华的面前蒙悦纳。
And a person who is holy to the Lord will have to bear the sins of the Israelites and to make them to be acceptable to the Lord.
有一个金牌戴在额上的这个祭司，他有一个责任。
A priest with this gold plate on his forehead has a responsibility.
不是单单来到神的面前归耶和华为圣，我把我自己奉献给主而已。
Not only just he came to the Lord and to set himself for the Lord.
在这个地方，我们清楚地看见神提醒当时的亚伦、当时的祭司，你不可以做一个孤芳自赏、独善其身的人。
So the Lord had reminded Aaron again, you cannot just to make yourself holy alone.
当我们讲到第一个意义的时候，
as we talked about the first meaning,
我们有很强烈的从一个出世的角度来看我们的信仰。
We have a strong conviction that we should be separated from this world.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们越读圣经，我们越听道理，我们知道一件事情。
But as we are getting deeper into these meanings, and we can come to a further conclusion.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要忘记我们的信仰是出世的，我们的功用却是入世。
Even though our religion is out of this world, but our functioning belongs to this world.
我们要有出世的信仰，我们要有入世的应用。
Even though our religion is out of this world, but we should be able to work in this world.
我们把三十六、三十八节两节圣经合起来看，我们就会发现，分别不是目的，分别乃是手段。
So as we put them all together, to be able to tell apart is not just the purpose, but the way, the method to get there.
今天有很多的基督徒为分别而分别。
Many Christians today just want to be separated for the sake of to be separated.
我做基督徒就要做的跟你们不一样，就是这样。
I am a Christian, so I'm a very different.
跟我周遭的人没有关系。
I have no relationship with the people around me.
真正的目的，分别的目的是什么呢？分别的目的是为了侍奉弟兄姊妹。
To be able to be separated, therefore he is prepared to serve.
我们看四十一节最后两句话，将他们分别为圣，好给我供祭司的职分。
So here it says to be consecrated so that he can work as a priest.
所以从这几节圣经来看。
So from these verses,
教会帮助一个人得救甚至受洗。
A church to help a person to be saved and to get baptized.
弟兄姊妹请注意，我们只做到了神要我们工作的一半而已。
We have only accomplished half of what the Lord wants us to do.
从这三节圣经很清楚地看见这样的提醒。
From these three verses, we're clearly being reminded of.
但是我们今天却发现有许多的基督徒相信了受洗了，他就觉得已经毕业了。
But many Christians, after he or she has been baptized, and they feel they have graduated.
我觉得教会应该帮助弟兄姊妹不只是信主受洗，要帮助弟兄姊妹看见他在这一个教会里面有一些什么样的侍奉和职事。
So a person should go beyond just to be baptized to become a believer, should also become a participant and to do service in the church.
因为神拯救我们每一个人都有他的目的。
Because the Lord has a definite different purpose on each and every one of us.
很多时候我们听见有人这样说，虽然不一定这样说，但是有这样的一种表达。
Often we heard this following expression.
哎呀，教会里面太复杂了。
The church is too complicated.
我来做礼拜就做礼拜就好了。
If I come to the church, I just come to the church.
还有的时候，大概你们还可以用得上我。
And maybe sometime you have some use of me.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为你们这些当局者迷，只有我这个旁观者清。
Because you are the authorities and you are confused, only me, the bystander, who can see the whole story.
所以我在旁边看，如果有什么不对，我就讲，你们就好好的谦卑，那么教会就有进步。
So if you need me to be a critique and to criticize on you, and you can make progress.
弟兄姊妹，这句话也许我们在外面可以派得上用场，但是我觉得这句话在教会里面是不合圣经。
Such attitude is inappropriate in the church.
尤其在过去这一年多的时间
especially for the past about a year or so,
在建堂的工作上
and in the church building project,
我有一个非常非常深的体验
I have a very deep conviction.
我们在这个白房子住了三年
well, we lived in that white house for 3 years.
这白房子最这边有一个房间就是我们夫妇的 master bedroom.
And upstairs on this side of that white house was our master bedroom.
每天一早起来，我第一个往外看的就是看到这个工地。
Every morning as I got up, I look out through the windows. I saw the church was being built.
我的书桌也就是在这个窗口。
And my desk was facing that window.
每一次我在灵修的时候，我只要眼睛一抬起来，头一抬起来就看到这个地方。
And every time when I sat there and studying, I would see the project.
我一直觉得我是一个旁观者，我是站在旁边观看的人。
I often regard myself as an observer.
但是一个真正认真的旁观者
，but a serious observer，
非要变成当局者不可。
It has to become a participant.
因为当你真的有这样的一个关心神国度的心的时候
，as when you care so much about the progress，
你不可能天天早上看而不走过来这边踏一踏这块土地。
You can't just stay on the sideline forever.
你看了以后踏了以后还不够，你还需要摸一摸这个地方。
And you wanted to, you desire to come close, not only to stand on it, but also to touch it.
有一天早上我来到这个地方。
One morning I came in.
那个时候刚好他们地下打那个水泥。
They just finished the putting down the cement floor.
那天很早。
It was an early.
天气也很冷。
It was very cold.
我突然看到一样事情，使我毛骨悚然。
I saw something and that I rose my goosebumps.
因为我看见那个水泥地的地方。
I noticed on the cement floor.
我发现里面一定埋了一个人在下面。
I just felt that there someone was buried in there.
我说糟糕了，教会出了命案。
I said, "What am I supposed to do? Somebody was murdered."
因为那个人看不到，只有一只手伸出来。
You can't see the person, but you saw the hand.
那么整个在水泥的里面，只有一个手在上面。
There was a hand sticking above the cement floor.
我吓得赶快回去，叫我儿子的妈。
I went back and quickly to call my wife.
赶快把师母叫出来。
So I dragged my wife out with me.
但是当我后来再过来看看的时候
，As I came over again,
发现那是一只假手。
That was a false arm.
做的跟真的一样样。
It was made just like a real one.
是这个工地的工人恶作剧，故意放一个手在那边，然后水泥埋了一半，好像有一个埋在里面，然后。
Was a trick played by the workers here, by the contractors.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天在教会的事工上
In today the church service,
我们不能做旁观者
We cannot be just an observer.
你如果要做一个认真的旁观者
If you wanted to be a serious observer,
你一定会进入那样的一个当局者
And you will become a participant.
因为我深深的相信
Because I'm deeply convicted.
归属是从参与而来的
A sense of belonging comes through participation.
我们今天要把这个地方当成我的。
If you want this place to be mine.
除非让我们找到我们在这里一份我们应该有的侍奉。
Unless you find a service you can participate in this church.
今年我们讲到归耶和华为圣。
And this year we talked about belonging to the Lord.
我们要强调两件事情。
We want to emphasize two things.
第一，我们要强调加强与上帝的关系。
And first, we wanted to strengthen our relationship with the Lord.
第二，要加强跟肢体的关系。
Second, we want to strengthen the relationship among us.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣洁是一个分别的身份。
To be holy means to be separated from the rest.
圣洁也是一项献身的侍奉。
To be holy also means you dedicate yourself to work for the Lord.
总而言之，圣洁不是一个道理。
In conclusion, to be holy goes beyond just a theory.
圣洁是一篇生活无声的见证。
To be holy is a speechless testimony of your life.
萧金志弟兄的祷告。
As I heard Brother Xiao's prayer,
他说：“主啊，我们感谢你。”
He said, "Lord, we thank you."
在建堂的过程当中
，through building this church.
我们已经做了一种震撼的预工。
We have already put an earth-shaking pre-evangelism in our community.
我们都阿门这句话。
We're all amen to what he said.
因为我们都听到直接间接有一些人对我们教会建堂的一个夸奖。
And we have heard praises from the community about this project.
我不止一次、两次、三次听到有人告诉我说。GBCCA 有许多的人非常钦佩中国郊区的教会。
And I have heard once time and again from the Chinese community how they admire the ability of this church.
他们佩服我们的信心。
They truly admire our faith.
他们佩服我们的同心。
And our united willingness.
我们把荣耀归给主。
We give the glory to the Lord.
但是那不过是震撼的预工。
But this is nothing but a pre-evangelism.
那还不是福音的本工。
We haven't really evangelized those people yet.
我十分相信福音的本工还需要更震撼一点。
I deeply believe to make them to be the believer, we got to shake the earth even more.
弟兄姊妹，同心，信心还不够。
Well, it goes even beyond the faith and with united will.
我们需要有清心的见证。
We also need to have a testimony of a pure heart.
我们需要有清洁的生活。
We have to have a holy life.
弟兄姊妹，这不过是1992年的第二个主日。
This is only the second Sunday of 1992.
求主给我们这52个主日。
May the Lord give us all these 52 Sundays.
能够达成我们教会希望达成的目的。
To accomplish the goal. May the brothers and sisters of this church.
从传道同工执事会一直开始。
Starting from the pastoral staff, the board of deacons,
我们需要很深的道理。
We need the theory,
但是我们更需要很基本、很简单、圣洁的生活。
What we need more is a simple but holy life.
好不好？我们在主面前许下这样的心愿。
Let us have this resolution in front of our Lord.
主啊，让我今年更圣洁。
Lord, to make us to be more holy this year.
如果我在行为上
if I have in my actions,
有什么不讨他喜悦的地方
if anything I have done which will not please him,
主啊，你来赦免我。
Lord, please forgive me.
如果一而再、再而三的犯罪
if you are repetitively committed to the same sin,
主啊，为着福音的缘故，请你来管教我。
For the sake of the gospel, Lord,discipline me.
我的言语有什么地方不讨你喜悦？
If my words have offended you,
洁净我的口舌。
Cleanse my tongue.
我的思想有什么不讨你喜悦？
If any of my thoughts are displeasing to you,
你来洁净我。
Come to cleanse my thoughts.
弟兄姊妹，只有分别为圣，归耶和华为圣，我们才能够真正让这个地方能够发挥神要我们发挥的功用。
Only to belong to the Lord, to consecrate.From the Lord, that's the only way to make this place to be useful for the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，你的话是圣洁。